Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is 1 o'clock, final hour on the show. You've been rocking with us past couple days. As Show Pony has been out, he will return next week, so have no fear. In the meantime, let's go ahead and give you some quick headlines, and then we will get into why you're always lying. These headlines brought to you by Dorakia. Dorakia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dorakia. Marlins quiet at the break or at the trade deadline. They did make one small move of Jesus Sanchez to the Astros, and they will be debuting their rookie protege who has been tearing it up in the minors. We get an opportunity to see him as they take on the Yankees this weekend at Lone Depot Park.
Hey, by the way, it's protege.
What did I say, protege?
Yeah.
Is it? What did I say? There was another one. Biopic. I don't like that one. That one's weird. It feels like it should be biopic, but it's biopic apparently.
Why would say biopic? Is it biopic?
Because it's a biography picture.
Yeah, biopic. I know, but like biopic seems like.
I like biopic better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems more fancy. Like a biopic is like
biopic. A kid
just took two words together.
I'm in a biopic. Like,
you know what? You
biopic. Get out of here, man. Go, we going with biopic, man.
Biopic. These people, man. Protege. Michael Parsons considering requesting a trade as his relationship with the Cowboys has deteriorated. Scary Terry, the one that's actually scary, because now the only other scary Terry from before Terry Rozier, the only thing scary about him is anytime he's on the basketball court for the Miami Heat, because Lord knows what he's about to do. But Terry McLaurin from the Washington Commanders is requesting a trade. So we will see, eyes open on where.
You know what fixes all that, right?
Money, 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 money.
Correct.
But correct. To the Commanders.
I don't know. Like, I could see how I can see the situation for Washington. Right, but
yes.
For the Cowboys, why do they wait till the last minute? Because here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Cowboys. They eventually pay their guys, right? But you can't have five guys on your team making the most money at their position, and they wait so long that that's what it ends up being. So you're supposed to have five championships in a row if you got five or six guys at the top of their getting paid at the top of their position. And they may not necessarily be the best, but because you procrastinated and waited and waited and everybody else signed their guys, now you're forced to pay more than, because guess what? If they would have did it a year ago, it might have been 30, 35 million, right? Now it's 42. So how long are you going to keep playing this game without realizing we're costing ourselves a boatload of money because we got to pay our guys maximum money because we wait?
Well, we continue to monitor the situation out of Dallas and out of Washington. Seems like the NFC East will potentially have some changes upcoming. Messi back in action this weekend in the League's Cup as he takes on Necks. Let's see if he will be as aggressive as he was during last match against Atlas. Dolphins back on the practice field. Nothing crazy. We'll talk more about it as the hour progresses. In the meantime, let us get to why you always lie.
Hey, by the way, real
Vlad
quick.
Edition. Yes.
Terry did get an extension once before, didn't he? I think now he's trying to get his next extension.
Well, he's 29. So
yeah, he already got
McLaurin. He already came out late. He came out when he was 24, bro.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he already got one contract.
He has he has 1 year left on a 3-year, $68 million
extension.
So he did get paid. This is his third contract. This is not his second contract. It's third. Not he hasn't gotten paid yet. Well, he did get paid.
I guess people don't want to really count the rookie contract as a big contract.
No, he signed a contract after that. Vlad.
Right, that would be a second. Yeah, right.
So but this
that
was a 3-year contract.
This was a 3-year deal, right? But I don't think he was draft. Remember, he's not a first round draft pick.
Right.
So do you think they're different for those guys when they're not first round
draft pick? No, they want to sign that extension early. He did that already.
Right. So
now this is his third contract.
Which is going to probably be his last contract that he can
correct.
Get. Right.
So, no, I get it. I get it. I'm just thinking, everybody's thinking this is his first contract. It's not. So to some extent with Washington, I'm going to – now, here's the problem I have with this whole issue, okay? You know what? NFL teams, league, and whatever, when you cut a guy with 2 years left because you don't think he's any good or you don't want to pay him no more, the other side of that is soon as a guy start getting, you know, overproducing this contract, he's going to want more money. So it works both ways. So I'm not mad at Terry for wanting more money. Not at all. And in fact, I've never heard a team say, we're under contract with this guy for 2 more years. You know, we need him to be better. No, you have a solution. Let's cut him. Let's make him take a pay cut. Let's make him redo his contract, right? So this is the other side of that people don't want to hear. People don't want to talk about. But that's why guys try to get their money as soon as they outperform their contract, because if it was the other way, your butt could get cut.
Your butt can get cut.
That's it.
Remember that. Vlad, I'm going to give the option to you. Depending on how deep you've got undercover with these lies or truths, do you think we should take a quick break and come back?
Oh, we can do it right now.
All right, let's get right into it. This is Why You Always Lying, Vlad edition. He's going to give us 3 statements, 2 of them will be a lie. 1 of them will be the truth. Let's see if we can determine what we know about Vlad whenever you're ready.
All right. This is actually appropriate since this is SummerSlam weekend.
Ooh.
These are going to be Vlad's SummerSlam facts or fiction.
Ooh, okay.
Well, working at Fox Sports Radio, Vlad covered SummerSlam when he was in L.A. I went 5 consecutive years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. So, 3 things happened by now. All right. So, these are the 3 things. 1 is a fact. 2 is false. So, A, did Vlad have a dance-off against Angela Simmons with Jermaine Dupri DJing at a SummerSlam party in Beverly Hills?
Okay.
2, okay. Did Vlad interview the Bella Twins at a red carpet for a SummerSlam and get kissed on the cheek by both Bree and Nikki? Or 3, while interviewing Randy Orton, did Vlad get RKO'd on the red carpet by Randy Orton?
Okay.
So 2 of these are not true.
Yeah. All right, let's ask some questions. Let's get some questions going. This first one that you're talking about here, Angela Simmons, Jermaine Dupri DJing, Beverly Hills after party, Angela Simmons. What? Okay, so let's start with this. What year was this?
2008.
Hey, somebody said, does Vlad know at least one of these has to be true?
That's funny.
2008, Angela Simmons. Because you know Angela Simmons came to public attention with the Run's house, right?
That's Run's daughter. That's Run's daughter.
That's how everybody knew who she was. But I gotta say, I don't even remember when that show aired. So that's where I'm doing like, okay. Because it is an oddly specific person for you to name, which means it's either true or you're full of it. Because you just
but that's the whole point of the game. So it's either one or the other. What's Captain Obvious?
My deduction is you could either be lying or telling the truth. Could be. Based off of,
isn't that the whole thing?
So the way that I'm thinking is, let's see, Angela's Graduation was the name of season 1, episode 1. 2005. She graduated from high school. So in 2008, do I think she is now? She's of age at this point, partying in Beverly Hills.
With somebody who her dad is probably a friend with, so.
Jermaine Dupri, yeah. Right. I mean, look, she's of age. She's rich. At this point, her show, her father's show, has had 3 years of success. People know who she is. And, you know, she's growing into her own as a young woman. So it's totally plausible. And Jermaine Dupri DJing, though. Yeah, yeah, of course. All those things seem like that could have happened. You have any follow-up questions that you may want to ask him,
Leroy? No, because you already, I already picked my answer.
What? Which one do you think didn't happen?
No, it's which one did happen.
All right, well, not to,
So, I'm going to say Vlad having a dance-off with anybody else is the most unbelievable of the three.
Oh, you don't think he's had, you don't think my man
I'm just saying,
is light.
Vlad is not, Vlad seemed like he a laid back cat.
He just pulls up his pants and does the Rock-A-Wear?
The Rock-A-Wear.
He's a wall dancer. He's a wall dancer, you know. I would say the third one getting dropped on the red carpet.
Dropped on an RKO. What year was this? Was now okay? Yeah, you know, I need some years for this. What year was this RKO?
2012. Okay.
I'm gonna say, believe it or not, I'm gonna say the one that I believe the most.
Man, this is...
It's going to be the one with the two girls kissing him, because that seems like, you know, something that they would do during the course of their careers, right? Like a friendly little peck on the cheek with the twins. Yeah, that's something that, yeah, I'm going to go with number two.
Man, look, I'm doing more and more research on all of these things. And in 2012... Randy Orton was in the WWE doghouse, apparently, after failing a wellness test. During SummerSlam weekend, he was indeed flown out to Los Angeles. And Orton didn't have a match that weekend. He was frustrated that he had to be there if he wasn't on the show. The only thing he did that weekend was a couple photo shoots. So, if what we're saying is true... Very
he
obvious.
Probably drop kicked you just out of frustration that he wasn't performing that week.
I mean, he's Randy Orton. He's a legend killer. He's the Viper. Who knows what he was up to at that point? But we do know that he was definitely in Los Angeles. So
I'm this going is, number two.
So you think that the Bella Twin? What year was the Bella Twins?
2014.
But no, now,
Changed my mind. Hold on. Let me break this down for you. You covered it for 5 years.
I'm looking at the video pictures right now.
You covered it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2008.
Was Angela
2013.
I said no, not.
Nah.
No, you said 14.
Okay.
You just said 2014.
All right, so 5-6 years. Okay.
Discrepancies in your Marcos is Candy Orton. So, you know what? I'ma still go with number two. Even though you messed me up with the years because I was paying attention, Vlad.
All right.
No, you said 5 years. You didn't say 5 or 6. You said 5 years. But I'm still going with number two.
Wow. If you Google.
That seems like the thing that.
But he's Googling. You're not Googling, Leroy. At least you're playing the game right.
If you Google 2014 Bella Twins SummerSlam red carpet, there's a picture of both of them kissing Vlad. Nah, that'd be crazy.
I'm going with number two.
Okay. So you think number two is the truth, that those twins?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think Randy Orton did the.
Yeah, because that seemed like a hazard. You getting drop kicked on the red carpet.
What if I ask him to do it?
He is liable definitely during that time to fulfill your order and be like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I don't care. But I do think that you in Los Angeles, 21-year-old Angela Simmons, maybe catches your glimpse. You're at a Beverly Hills party. Jermaine Dupri. Why would you even mention that he's DJing unless it sounded cool? So I think that happened. I think you had a dance off with Angela Simmons. I'm going to lock that in as my truth. Leroy thinks that the Bella Twins gave you a kiss on the cheek on the red carpet. Vlad, before you reveal the truth, reveal one of the lies.
Randy Orton RKO'ing me. I didn't ask him about the red carpet.
Nobody ain't doing no WWE move on the red carpet.
Oh, they would. They would ask. That's what he's always asked. Can you RKO?
Vlad. Yeah, you're not letting yourself get slammed in front of all them people.
My J's get dirty? Hell no.
Crazy. And you know, he's, what is he, like 6'5 or something like that?
That's a big boy, man. I ain't gonna hold
like, boy.
You a big as his forearm.
What? His forearm bigger than me. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So we know that one is removed now. The only options remaining are the ones that Leroy and I both selected. So now, Vlad, please reveal to us which one of those two statements is the truth.
The Bella Twins did give me a kiss on the red carpet.
Dang.
But it was on the it was for the ESPYs, not SummerSlam. So the real answer is
dance off.
Whoa!
He's got photos.
Hey, so check this out.
Yo, my boy's got photos.
This is before AI. Wait a minute. So you said at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
I interviewed the Bella Twins before at SummerSlam, but I've also interviewed them at the ESPYs. The lie was that they kissed me on the red carpet at SummerSlam. Wasn't SummerSlam they gave me a kiss on the cheeks. It was the ESPYs.
See, that's just like Britney. Yesterday, Britney was like, I failed the test, but I failed it twice, not three times. You see? So there's these certain things. You got to be able to see through it, Leroy. Like,
come on.
Listen, if my boy Vlad is going to dance for anybody, it's going to be for a lovely looking lady with a little bit of money in her pocket. And I think that night they caught each other's eye. And look at that photo.
It was, it was fun. It was actually fun. It was really fun. Didn't know Jermaine Dupri was spinning. And
exactly. Why else would you mention Jermaine Dupri?
Right. No. I was just trying to throw you guys. Like, I was like, damn. Why would Jermaine Dupri be spinning?
I don't know enough of the story in any of these.
Oh no! It's just basically
that. Technically, one little thing off. You know what I mean?
Gotta ask questions.
You gotta ask questions.
Investigator like me.
But I did, and you said 2014, and I was like,
"Well, you got what the years and everything." You know what I'm saying? I didn't look at. I was looking at the pictures because I have the pictures with the date on it. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah.
So that's all. It's not his job to make you to help you out to get the answer.
And you didn't ask. You didn't ask specific questions that I would have helped you out with. But people saying I'm not playing it right.
Proud of me.
I gave you three things that happened, but I just didn't tell you. There's one I gave you exactly how it happened, and the other two might have left out of detail.
But the name of the game is why you always lying, not why you always telling partial truths.
No, listen, man, listen. As the guy who got this correct, I commend you, Vlad.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course, because you got it right.
75 cents. Sherlock Scones.
You just had to read that one? You could have just let that one go through?
So, no. So, you told a 75% accurate story.
Yeah.
Right? And then another story that wasn't even 0% accurate.
What do you mean what was 0% accurate? I just said, they gave me a kiss on a red carpet.
No, the Randy Orton one was 0%.
Orton, interview. No, wait, here's the thing. I interviewed Randy Orton. I just didn't get RKO'd by Randy Orton.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's yeah, one.
More of an intangible thing.
I did interview the Bella Twins on both the red carpets. It's just that one red carpet they kissed me on the cheek. It wasn't the SummerSlam one. And this one.
Like, see what I'm saying? That's a
But yesterday, Brittany hit us with, I mean, I failed the test twice, not three times. Wait, it was just like.
I didn't get to that point.
Hers was, her three things was like, I met Taylor Swift. Something about, I don't know, let's just say it was like I played competitive sports, and then the third one was I failed my driver's test three times. What ended up happening was she failed her driver's test, but it was only three. Twice.
Okay.
It was in 1-3. So it's the same thing that you're doing.
But she's right. She failed it. One of the things is she didn't fail it three times. She failed it twice.
Therefore, if we let her go, then, you know.
It's not here. The point of the game. The point of the game is you either telling a lie or a truth. It's not 50% truth or 75% truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, how you going to have one that's 75% right and one's 100% right?
Because.
Yeah, I would hate
it
too.
It wouldn't be good. It would be like, here's the truth. Okay, Leroy's bald. Marcos had a child. Marcos bore a child. Marcos has a child, but he didn't bear that child. Correct?
Ooh. Hey, listen, technicalities. Hey, man.
I mean, all right.
You have a child, but you didn't bear the child, right? So I can't say,
yeah. I got you.
Marcos bore and had a child. No, Marcos has a child, but he didn't, right? So, yeah.
Right.
And he eats like a boar. Close enough. Well, look, it feels good to be champion. I appreciate it, Vlad. You did it perfectly fine. Don't worry about these losers. With that being said, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we got more Tobin and Leroy on the other side. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Is J-Fig even here?
She's in the background somewhere, I think.
So she's not.
I'm almost positive. Yeah, for sure.
She's not appearing at all?
Nah, I think she's taking Friday off. In regards to appearances, J-Fig's a rare person, man. You gotta appreciate her appearances when they happen. And I don't think they're happening today. That's okay, though.
Man, I might have just took the month off. Jesus.
Well, I can't talk because your boy be out. So I definitely can't talk.
You are who you are, but you know.
Yes, Buds 560 After Dark will be coming to you soon. We're two Thursdays away, baby. Two Thursdays away from uncensored, unfiltered, right here on Miami 560 WQAM. I haven't talked enough about that. Your boy is taking on his own project. I will be giving you guys straight, raw, uncut, not stepped on.
That puro.
I will be here. That's 560 After Dark. Thursdays, 10 p.m. That is going to be, again, in two Thursdays. Not this one upcoming, the one after that. It's going to be a quick little hour segment. But if you enjoy stuff like this, you want to be in on the action. If you want to talk about whomever you want to talk about, we have no sponsors. We have no affiliation. So we're going crazy. We're going crazy. With that being said, we will continue to push the narrative and the lore that Cam Ward is next up. And if you don't believe it, his latest run-in with the media should be more than enough. Have you guys seen that Will Levis has gone down with a season-ending shoulder surgery?
Yeah. Same shoulder injury that he got.
That's all just setting up for Cam Ward.
Did you guys see, though, that he... You said Boyle?
Hey, that's the backup. Hey. Set your ass down, Vlad. What are you doing?
that is the backup of the Tennessee Titans.
That is indeed.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying.
Tim Boyle.
Cam Ward is at the facility. These are things that are coming out of training camp. Cam Ward is at Titans facility every day at 5 a.m. Titans coaches have to kick the rookie out at night. And he's here earlier than some of the coaches, according to offensive coordinator.
Let me tell you something. Let me be clear. I ain't going to disrespect the man by saying that this is, you know, but I will say this. it's easy to come early when it's a camp.
This is Cam Ward.
Because you ain't got nothing else to do. However, however, sure. I said I'm not gonna disrespect the man because this was the word when he was in Miami.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna just discredit him, but who's that?
That is the shoulder of Will Levis. He is getting whatever the hell that is removed from. That is like a, it's like a brain. He has a brain on his shoulder.
It's like a dislocated shoulder or something.
He has an alien on his shoulder.
It's something. It says last night with this little guy. That was gross. But since then, Cam Ward has continued to grow the lore that is Cam Ward. He was also quoted today. This just came out. He spoke not too long ago. The media asked him, what was your reaction to Will Levis having surgery and being subtracted from the QB room? And you know what his response was? I really didn't have a reaction. I'm focused on Cam Ward. Come on, guys. He's talking in third person. Come on, guys.
I love when he's talking third person.
Come on, guys. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? This guy is going to be the future, the face of the NFL. He's a dog. He is an absolute dog at the quarterback position. And if you are not running to your local NFL shop, which is usually online, and purchasing a Cam Ward jersey, you will be sorry because it will be flying off the shelf soon enough. I cannot continue to say more about this man, dog. He's just everything you want a football player. And even though we have Carson Beck at the helms and Miami, who seems to be talented enough, he just won't emotionally give me the response. Remember the celebration, too. Remember the celebration. Remember that? It's good times. It's good times. Before we get out of here, I want we'll not get out of here for the show, just for this segment real quick. I want you guys to know that if for some reason you wanted to attend SummerSlam for a two-day pass, this is at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Do you know how much that'll cost?
$1,300.
Now, let's get you some good seats, though. Let's see. Let's see the ring there in the middle, obviously. We have a clear view of the ring, two seats, and we are in row eight.
Row eight. Do I get seats? Yeah. Do I get seats? Do I get the SummerSlam seats?
If you win?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We'll see how much Klarna will break this into.
$2,600.
Leroy, would you like to guess? Two tickets. How about this? I'm telling you, two tickets.
Two tickets to...
You know what, though? How about this? Let's not go crazy. It's two tickets, but how much are each of the tickets? So there's the price of one ticket.
Oh.
And you know on TV where they show you the ring, right? And then there's always the people who are like perfectly in the back with the signs and stuff. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking you got beautiful view. You're not in the nosebleeds. You're not necessarily front row. You're in row eight.
I say $1,500 a ticket.
$1,500 ticket. That's cute, guys. We're talking about SummerSlam. We're talking about MetLife Stadium. We're talking about the Slamma Jamma. No one calls it that. But if they did.
Nobody calls that. It's the hottest party of the summer.
The hottest party of the summer.
The biggest and hottest party of the summer. Yes.
I'm going to give you one more opportunity. Both of you guys were significantly lower than the price that I'm looking at for row eight.
It's each lower?
Ticket.
Jesus. Well, it is New York.
No, you guys.
So I'm going to say, if that's the case, I'm going to say $2,500 apiece.
I'm going to go $2,600 apiece.
Trick.
You gotta do the prices right. You know what I'm gonna do? He went 2,500. I'm gonna go 2,501.
Yeah, see, that's
That's a trick. That's a trick. I'm gonna go 2,501, Marcos.
If you guys combine your
$5,000 a ticket?
$5,215 right now on StubHub.
Damn.
For row 8. Row 8, perfect view of the ring. It is just easy $10,000 if you want to go with a friend.
Jeez.
I ain't got no friends like that.
Yeah, Leroy, I mean, we've seen you deny tickets for everything, so I wouldn't guess that you'd start here.
Yeah, that ain't my friends. That's my work environment.
Hey, Leroy. Oh, wait. I gotta talk to you about something. A concert that might be happening. You might have a hookup to. You might want to take the Mrs. Spoon. You like Maxwell? Yeah. You like Maxwell?
Oh yeah.
Maxwell coming down.
To the Hard Rock?
To the Hard Rock. Not the state, the casino one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Hard Rock Live, I got a psychic. I don't know, it's crazy. My mom wants to see a psychic that's going to Hard Rock Live, so I totally get it. Tyler Henry, I think is his name. I don't know what she wants to do. She wants to, like, channel dead people. I'm not sure what's going on.
Wait, what?
Whoa. She's strange. She's a strange woman. Love her. I'm going to get her the tickets, but...
I mean, you've got to. That's your mommy, but... Jeez.
Got to. But I don't know. It's strange. It's a psychic? I'm not sure. Psychic. We're a psychic, but this psychic is selling out Hard Rock Live, so it's crazy. I need to buy those ASAP. I'm tripping. Anyway... when we come back, we will end the show the only way we know how, announcing who or what is dead to me. Next on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is the final segment in which we announce who or what is dead to us. Leroy, would you like to start things off, sir?
My pool equipment. It's dead to me because it's literally dead.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate.
I went from using my jacuzzi last Saturday to now the pump, the pool, everything shot.
You're dead to me.
That is unfortunate. So you can't even use the jacuzzi. Jesus.
Nothing. Can't even use the pool. The water's not even flowing in the pool. Here's the kicker.
Jesus.
I could go and buy a cheaper pump than what they're charging me. They won't install anything that you don't buy from them. So they can jack up the damn price. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I completely get it. I definitely completely get it. It seems like you have either bad luck or some sort of pool guy that needs to be.
You know what I have? I have people luck.
People luck.
Because every time a person is involved, something happens. Hmm. Right? I could go swimming in my pool all the time. When the guy took the pump apart to see what was in it, right?
Yes.
There was beads and hair products stuck in it. And he goes, this is probably why it went bad. It couldn't turn.
Makes sense.
And guess what?
What's that?
Leroy doesn't have hair.
That is true. No need for any beads in his hair.
People. Yeah. People.
People, you're dead to me. I'll go next. And I will say... the person who is dead to me is going to come as a shock. Brandy.
Wait.
Asher. Brandy Asher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I thought you was talking about whatchamacallit. That goes all the way back to the
Kardashians. Mine. I thought it was like
Ray J. When you say Brandy, I say Ray J. Kardashians.
Yeah, I thought you had a problem. Maybe you and Monica was fighting.
I love Moesha. I love Moesha. That is my stuff. When I used to play football, my football coach used to be like, you don't got to be here if you don't want to. All right? You know, if you'd rather be home watching Moesha right now, then you could be doing that. And every time I used to be like, I would love to be watching Moesha.
You went home to watch Moesha.
I would love to be watching Moesha right now if I had an opportunity to. Do you know how Moesha ended? Do you guys know how Moesha ended?
No.
The Moesha's little brother gets kidnapped. And... no one ever knows because it got canceled mid kidnap. So it kind of ended. The show comes back and they're like, Mo, Miles has been kidnapped.
Rest in peace to Lamont Bentley, man. Rest in peace to him. Got a chance to meet him out there in LA. He was a good dude. That guy that was hot. Moesha's friend.
Lamont
Bentley. Yeah.
Cute.
Fred Jules.
Fredo Starr was Q, right? Anyway, I don't know how that's my bad. We went on a tangent on Moesha because I said Brandy. I was really referring to Brandy Asher, who you guys are not familiar with, She is a 37-year-old woman from London, Kentucky. Not London, England. And hey, listen, when I continue the details of the story, you're going to know that I definitely meant Kentucky. She was arrested back in May in Florida, and I'm going to tell you why. She went to the happiest place on earth. That is Walt Disney World. And you know what this young lady got caught doing? According to the report, she was called by Disney security, who was investigating a strange tin in her book bag, which seemed to be holding a substance inside that she said were goodies and medicine to curtail headaches. The deputy saw what he believed the white powder to be as methamphetamine and pen-like object, a straw through which to snort the substance. He then says he performed a field test on the stuff and found out that it was positive for meth, Brandy. You're bringing meth to the magical, most magical place on earth.
So she was seeing fireworks all day.
Magic Kingdom, baby.
She thought that she can bring her methamphetamine to the most magical place on earth.
By the way, Marcos, amateur. Yeah. You don't have to say methamphetamine. Just meth.
No.
We just say
meth.
Just say meth. We know.
No. When you say methamphetamine, it's like this. It just hits harder. Meth.
No,
it just kind of makes you seem like it's.
Once you say
it's dirtier.
Once you say pipe, powder, and meth. How many teeth she had absent?
She's not smiling in her. I'm sure that's with good reason, but you know, to think that to like
somebody
you know,
said, does she have a raccoon? Oh, like the lady.
Yeah.
The raccoon,
you
know? Oh my goodness.
Look, I'm all for being adding a little bit of inebriation to get through certain things, especially when it comes to children.
I can't get on no Disney rides. Like, I can't even have a sip of liquor. Nothing. I need to be.
No, me, you know, I'll take a beer, you know, normal things, but a little bit of meth, I think I'll skip that one. But that didn't stop old Brandy Asher from London, Kentucky from making her way. She has pled not guilty, though. So she allegedly told cops that she thought she left back in her hotel room. She's like, forgot. I didn't leave my meth at home.
So my question is, if she forgot to leave it in her room, then why is it visible to the cops?
It was in a tin that they thought was very questionable when she was getting searched on the way in. So,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're like, okay.
Look, sometimes you get high on meth and you forget. So I'm positive she probably.
Why would you bring this to Disney? I was high enough.
I was high on meth, sir. What do you expect me to do? Cut me some slack, officer. I'm on meth. But look, for trying to pollute, Dateau says she's an amateur. I agree. For trying to pollute the minds of the youth and bring meth to the most magical place, I'm gonna go ahead.
You wanted it to be extra magical.
Oh, she was waiting for that fireworks show. For that reason, I'm gonna go ahead and say, Brandy, you're dead to me.
You're dead.
Vlad, who is dead to you?
I don't know. I haven't had anybody to bother me this week.
Look, if you have no negativity, none. I don't wanna throw it on you to try to find negativity out there.
Saw Chris Brown this week. The man, it was 99% women. It was great. The stadium was unbelievable.
Did you purchase a meet and greet?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
What is wrong with you, man? You think I'm going to catch a meet and greet? Hey, Chris, can I hug you like this? Get out of here.
No. Maybe you can just wait on the other side of the line. After they just had the interaction. You know, a little bit juiced up right after that.
But I would say this. You heard what happened with, what's her name? Who's the rapper that got... she got charged because they ran into somebody stole something from her house, and then the cops saw like she had like paraphernalia and other stuff like that. I think it was Glorilla. I think it might have been Glorilla.
Really? Yeah.
Her house was broken into, and they called.
Oh yeah.
And they saw the, you know, instead of finding out the culprits who broke into the house, they're like, oh, we see you have stuff there. So, you know, to the but cop.
How you a victim and then you get arrested?
That's what I'm saying.
That's unfortunate.
Like, once you go into a house to see what was stolen, you can't then be a cop in that moment, right?
Yes. Reports indicate that rapper Glorilla, whose name is Gloria Woods, was charged with felony possession of marijuana and possession of a Schedule I controlled substance in Georgia. These charges stem from an incident where police responded to a burglary at her home in July 2025.
A burglary, too?
Right. She wasn't even home. During the investigation, deputies reportedly detected a strong smell of marijuana and subsequently obtained a search warrant, leading to the discovery of a significant amount of marijuana in a bedroom closet. Glorilla was not present at the time of the burglary, as she was performing at the WNBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis. She later voluntarily turned herself in to the Forsyth County Jail and was released after posting bond. $23,000, by the way. So, jeez.
Like, so, okay.
Hey, so Gloria,
those cops aren't dead to you?
Those cops? No, they are dead to me. The cops are dead.
There
to
it goes. There it goes.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
They're dead to me. That's the one. Crazy. I found. I was like, that's, you know, crazy. What? That's the one. They're dead to me. How you gonna arrest somebody? Hey. I mean,
you searching their house, you over there trying to protect them, and then you're like, we ain't find who stole your stuff, but we got you on the possession.
That's crazy. To protect and serve, and I didn't mean with a lawsuit. This is the worst.
Now, how do you do that? If you're a cop, you can't just let it go, right?
You better let it go.
I've seen them let go.
You gotta understand who the person is. Like, this is a celebrity. A celebrity's not gonna be going all the time to go like a dispensary or to their local person to grab a certain amount. If they smoke, they're gonna grab a large chunk, like a Costco amount, so they don't have to be outside again. She probably had a lot, but the fact of the matter is Atlanta, the rules in Georgia and the state of Georgia are different, so.
If it was a cop, I bet, you know, all of a sudden it was like, I didn't see anything. You saw anything, officer?
And then you have to assume
pretty much
that they know who Glorilla was.
You would think
they know who the hell Glorilla is.
No, dude, you'd be amazed.
You would think.
Y'all don't remember? You remember the video of the former Panthers coach him telling the guy?
Oh, yeah. You know who I am, right? You know,
what's that, Quinville?
Yeah.
Did not work for him. Well, look, hopefully everything works out in her case, and hopefully you guys have a great weekend. I want to thank you guys for listening these past couple days. As Tobin has been out, he will return next week. Have no fear. Your show pony is here. Shout out to Vlad for holding things down. Dolo at the studio today. I was supposed to be there with him, but because I am poorly prepared for life, I was not able to make it. Nonetheless, we pulled through. Leroy, I thank you for staying consistent and being the pillar of stability this show needs.
I'm just an angry old man.
Love it. Never change. Never change, my friend. Figgy, thanks for holding things down. Back in the back. Everyone, we will be here same time next week, 10 to 2. The silly song continues to flow. Enjoy your weekend. We will holler at you next week.